get hired.
Speaking of complication, why do women make things so complicated? Since we're in a girl talk boutique, you know, pretend like you're talking to your girl. Why do y'all have to make the simplest things like the XYZ? You can't say ZYX. That was too complicated. Why
gotta
be so complicated? Why things got to be so complicated with y'all? Why can't we go to the store, order the two-piece value meal, you come home, eat it? Why we got to go to the store and figure out whether we want the two-piece or the two-and-a-half mixed with a three-piece or the coke on
no,
the side?
I want
the
two-piece.
Why we got to go? Why can't we go straight down the main street? Why we got to go down side street and then come up? Because that one ain't going to have a light there. But then we might get there too late. So maybe we need to go down the main street because it's going to be shorter. But then if I go that way and I get back to the house too fast, my food going to be too hot and I can't eat it. And I'm going to be mad because when I get home, I want to eat it right then and there instead of waiting on it.
You know
I understand what he just said. I understood that. That made sense. I understood what he was saying. Yeah, that's what we're saying.
But listen,
that's what we're saying. It is too much. But yeah,
this is from my point of view. Mm-hmm. The reason why,
I make things
difficult is to see what your reaction is gonna be.
Whoa, really?
Okay, yeah. Revelation.
Is that it?
Now that's stupid.
Wow,
because I want to see how you're gonna react to it.
I'm going to get mad because that's dumb. Why are you bothering me with this?
Then you're going to get mad because we're mad because we're mad because we don't understand what you're saying.
No. Listen.
Mm-hmm. You're so stupid. Why didn't you just understand what I said? Well, you just confused me on purpose. You know what?
We took 20 minutes discussing something that would have took me 5 minutes to do.
Right.
That's why.
I don't want to go to the Walgreens on our corner. I want to go three corners down.
Mm-hmm.
Why? They have the same thing.
They have the automatic doors. I don't want a door that I can push because I got arthritis in my elbow. And if I push the door, my arthritis is going to flare up. Then I'm going to have to buy Tylenol. Yeah. I didn't want to go to buy Tylenol. I just wanted to get some baby powder.
And then there's a speed bump in their parking lot.
That's how y'all sound.
Oh, well, not me. I don't do that.
Yeah,
y'all don't do that, right?
That's your Monica, right?
We need to get Mr. Baby D on here to see if all of this is true. I don't know.
He's sitting there like, yeah, that's her. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what she said. The Tylenol and the baby powder thing, that's exactly what happened. That's what he's saying.
No, that's not true. I'm going to make things difficult for you to see how you react.
Why are you purposely trying to make things difficult?
Because I want to see your reaction to see if you can handle
so
it.
So basically what you're saying is I want to set you up for failure.
So
because when you fail, I could talk about you and use it against you 6 years later. And when I pull it out of the trick bag
that I've been holding,
I think you just decrypted what she's really doing.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm doing?
Why do you make something easy, difficult to see if they can handle it? Yes, I can go down to McDonald's and get a Big Mac with extra Mac sauce on it. That's not hard. So why do you have to make this difficult to see if I can accomplish it?
No. And so then she's like, you know what? I need you to go to the store for me. She's like, well, what you want to get? Well, you know, last time you went, you got the wrong thing. Let me just write you a list.
Why are you sending me?
Yeah. Let me write you a list. You write them a list. You set them up for failure again. Mm-hmm. Ammunition. What?
Is that what
No,
I'm
they
doing?
Don't write lists. They just assume that you should know what to get.
Oh, yeah. They tell you 16 different things at four different stores.
My wife hit me with stuff like this. Like, I come upstairs. Did you get the bag for me? What bag are you talking about? You know I always bring my bag upstairs. Well, how am I supposed to know that? I'm coming upstairs to go to bed. You should have brought the bag with you. I ain't got nothing to do with that bag. Why am I bringing a bag?
That's funny.
Setting me up for failure.
So is that what I'm doing?
Is that what you... Yes!
Can you be honest about the situation?
Yeah. It's like, I want to purposely set you up for failure just to see you fail. So I could tell you you're your failure, but then, like, what is that? The baby syndrome? I want to mold you back to health now.
No, it's just psychological warfare. They want to make sure that you know that you're inferior to my higher intellect. Pretty much.
I agree.
So that's what I'm doing, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we figured you out, yeah. Keep saying the same thing over and over. Yeah. We got it.
But no. It's not. I'm not like that. I just want to see you fail, but I don't want to tell you.
I just want to prove what I already knew,
right?
That you're a dummy,
right?
So I'm just going to show you how much of a dummy that you are by giving you this list of questions that makes no sense until the point that you're confused.
She's like, no. Admit that. Wait till I press record on the phone and go.
Right. that's why you have these men when they get older, like when they get in their 50s and stuff. They be like, man, no man is smart as a woman. See, they didn't get you. It's just all that years of antagonizing you. Now you confused.
You get the guy who's like, I think that women are 90% more
you're
intelligent than I am any day.
She brainwashed you.
Like, wow.
Because I'm not convinced of that.
Is the stuff that good? No. Like, really?
No, seriously. It's just the confusion. Yeah. You get so confused.
They played the game so long that they've twisted his mind to think that he's less of a man.
That's why you see the man, when stuff happening in the house, he just make those weird facial expressions. He never say anything because he just confused him. Like, I just don't know. What?
I mean,
like, I don't know.
I'm not married, but I still make those faces at other women passing by. Like, why did she
You deal with women, don't you? Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, why you've been infected.
I don't get it. What? You know, and you're sitting there like, should I say something? No, can't say anything because I'm wrong.
That's the setup.
I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I've been trained in that I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
But all men believe that to a certain degree that we're wrong.
So
it's because of that.
So am I wrong?
I don't know.
You sure you want to ask us that?
You may have the wrong person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think y'all a little crazy with that. A little over the top.
I don't know.
So what do you think? It doesn't matter what she thinks because she doesn't do that.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
She doesn't. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, that's what you've been saying all show.
I don't.
Okay.
I just make things difficult. I like doing that.
That's the same thing.
Why do you like to bring hell to somebody else's life? Why do you want to make my life miserable?
I don't know.
Like, I could tell you I just want a double cheeseburger, but I want a Big Mac with no sauce, no lettuce, tomato, you know, all
that. How do they make the burgers? Is it freelance cows or is it the cows that made in the factory?
Right.
I don't eat that kind of meat anymore.
It's got to be free range.
Why does the bun have a wrinkle in it? The bun is wrinkled. Can they please give me a bun with no wrinkles or no dents in it, please?
Right. I counted 72 sesame seeds. I only wanted 63.
They drive me crazy. Why, when they fold the bag, it crinkles? Why can't they make crinkle-free bags? Right. Why does the bag have to make noise
when
they fold it down?
Why would they put my fries so close to my burger? I don't want the fries close to the burger. I like everything separate.
Oh my God, why does the register always have to go cha-ching when it opens? Seriously, I don't want to hear that all day.
That's funny.
And this is what we hear when you speak.
No, not me.
That's exactly what it sounds like. Excuse me, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed. I don't know why she's tripping like this.
Hey,
I got one for you.
Is that a form of OCD?
It's something. How many times do you say that something made you mad in the day?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I said to him, like, well, let me know when something made you happy.
Why does the wind have to blow like that, Jesus? Why?
Oh, my God. Oh. You know, I have allergies. Why is the wind blowing so hard, howling all around? Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh my God. I pushed the toothpaste tube too hard. Why is so much toothpaste? Oh my God, I'm going to be late for work. Now I'm going to have to use all of this toothpaste. I only wanted a little bit of the toothpaste. I didn't want the whole thing.
I don't do that.
Like, I'm a veteran. This is what you hear all day. It's like, what is this nonsense? But just, if you don't want the rest of the toothpaste, throw it away. No, I'm not going to throw the toothpaste away because I bought it already. What am I throwing the toothpaste away for? Somebody going to have to use it. Baby, you want to use the extra? I already brushed my teeth. I'm good. I'm about to head out the door. Can't you use this? I don't want to use the extra toothpaste. But you use the rest of the toothpaste for me.
What the world?
Yeah. Now you see what it sounds like. This is what it sounds like.
Now you get to hear from the other end. Right. It's like, oh my God, that sounds crazy. Wait, I did that the other day. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Yeah, you are.
That's what you're saying.
It wasn't toothpaste. It was something else.
It was something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was, they ain't had a bag of Doritos, the favorite bag of Doritos that she wanted at the grocery store. Now she's about to write a letter to the grocery store because they didn't have her bag.
How dare you run out of Doritos?
I'm never shopping here again.
I come in your store.
This is why I don't like this place. Every time I come in here for something, they'll never have what I want.
Right. Like, this is the first time.
They don't deliver to Friday. It's Thursday night. Just wait a couple hours. They'll have your chips back. Right. Why you got to be so mad about it?
Okay, let me ask y'all this question. Since we on this good topic, let me ask you this. James, since you married, and if your wife wanted something and the corner store didn't have it, would you go to a couple of more stores to make sure
she
got it?
It depends on what time of night you're sending me out. Do I have something to do in the morning? Do I have pneumonia? Because you apparently don't care about my health and well-being. That doesn't matter in this
equation. In the middle of winter. Right. 4 foot snow.
Right. You know, I already got it. My ankle is trying to heal. I just had surgery on it, but that doesn't seem to make a difference. So all of that will have to be factored in if I'm going to go to more than one store.
Why are we so different?
Asking the same question. I think Adam asked that in the garden.
So let me ask you a question based on that. How many stores do I need to go to before you're satisfied with the fact that they just don't have them?
Well, if it's something that I'm like really craving for, oh, you better find it.
Just gotta find it.
Wow. What if they stop making the product? Like, they even put a news warning out.
They recalled it.
And if you told me that, I wouldn't even believe you. You ain't try hard enough.
Because we're stupid watching to know what the news.
Yeah, we're watching the news together. I don't care. Go to the store and find it.
Right.
Okay. The Arabs have it somewhere. Go to a corner store and find it.
Like, wow.
That's funny.
So I have to go find it. You know, forget that.
That was racist in the same time, too, just to let you know.
That the gas light is already on in the car, and I don't get paid till 4 days later.
I'm glad that you mentioned that. Because then
Mr. Baby D, like, I am so sorry.
If you would have did, listen, it's crazy because if you would have did that, we don't eat and you sit up here driving around.
You big dummy. But this is what you want me to do.
But the store is 8 blocks away. Oh, well, we don't have gas.
That is crazy.
Take one of the kids' bikes.
Well, any other time you tell me to check other stores, but you know we ain't got no gas in the car.
Right. But so why did you send me out in the first place? Because I wanted my Doritos.
And then after you finish arguing, so did you get the chips?
No, I didn't get the chips. So you wasted all that gas and you still didn't get the chips. Well, I had to use the $2 to put in the gas tank to get back home. You should have got the chips first.
And why would you put $2 in the gas tank?
Right. Well, that's all I that's had. All we bag had. Of chips only cost $2. I wasn't going out with more money.
No, she wanted the big bag.
She wanted the big bag. Yeah. The exact same amount of money that you're going to use to get the chips. That's all you took out the house? You couldn't take any extra money? I was just going to get the chips. Point A.
And then next thing you know, it's like, you know what?
Just
you're
you.
Right.
Never mind. I'm going to bed. I'm going to bed.
And then you're like, good, because I wanted to watch this show by myself.
No, anyway. Let's go. Get up. Let's go. You're going to bed, too.
Right.
Yeah. You get that when you get married. You're going to bed. No, I'm not. I'm watching the game. You're going to bed now. I just took a nap. I'm not sleepy. What am I going to bed for?
Well, ain't nobody saying you take no nap. Yeah.
Go to your room. Take a book with you. Go to the body first.
And hold me, but you're not getting anything. So why am I touching you? I don't want to touch you.
This isn't making sense. Turn the other way.
I'm glad you get to finally hear how crazy and detrimental y'all are to our sanity.
Yeah.
This is how it is.
Yeah. I liked it. That mm-hmm. was fun.
We don't.
Yeah, no, at all.